Hello everybody, I'm George Miner. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. Edwina Curry, the former Conservative Cabinet Minister, Health Secretary back in the 80s, she made this remark, with some flippancy, saying that the United Kingdom ought to establish brothels to serve the needs of these asylum seekers, overwhelmingly young men, mostly from the Middle East, South Asia, arriving, and so on. And it's true that a few asylum seekers have committed sex crimes, overwhelmingly against girls, young women. That's horrific. I don't tar them all the same brush. I don't think most of them are guilty of that. Certainly not. Is it proportionally more so than the general male population? I don't know. But there might be a lot of very sexually frustrated young men coming from countries where women are often in purdah and so on, and find women very, very tempting. This is not victim blaming. It is not the woman's fault. Absolutely not. It's the perpetrator who's completely at fault. But there might have been a serious point behind her tongue-in-cheek remark, a bit like when General MacArthur, when he was occupying Japan with the US military after the Second World War, the Japanese government said that brothels would be a sexual breakwater, and then the lust of these young US servicemen that could be satisfied by women who had chosen to work in that sector, and thereby that was going to keep the great majority of Japanese women safer. Okay, these men, if they had wives and girlfriends, they're thousands of miles away, and they were going to go without it for months. So, you know, but who would pay for this? And obviously they don't get a lot in benefits, so I don't think the taxpayer is going to too happily fund that one. But goodness, it begs the question, should brothels be legalized? Certainly in England, prostitution as such is not against the law. There's a gray area. There are some offenses around it, such as soliciting for it on the street or carding. These put cards in telephone boxes, but people don't use telephone boxes very much and things like that, because I realize that many people would go to make a phone call, would find that deeply unpleasant, might they have a child with him or her and see these so-called tart cards, and that would be upsetting, or the child might start asking some awkward questions. But so the oldest profession always has existed, always going to exist. And why do some people have such a moral objection to prostitution? Say it's necessarily exploitative. Well, it doesn't have to be. What do you think is exploitative about it? Is that they're paid too little? You could regulate some sort of prices. Why? Because if this woman was having consensual sex with a man, if there was not money changing hands, you wouldn't have a problem with it in the great majority of cases. So it's neo-Puritanism. Why are they so moralistic? What's inherently exploitative about it? You know, unless all work is exploitative. And these women, some of them are drug addicts and so on. But even if they weren't drug addicts, they might still do that work, or alcoholics have some sort of mental illness. So you could exclude those who are on drugs or something like that. How else are they going to afford the drugs that's going to do less harm to society and so forth? Now, there might be pimps who are abusive or beating them up. They might have coercive boyfriends, a so-called lover boy scenario, as they call it in the Netherlands. So why not fully legalize and regulate this, and therefore abusive practices become far less common? Obviously, you can't have something which is fail-safe. So in the Netherlands, where these things are regulated, and what else? They have regular contact with health services, with social workers, and perhaps you could make them go to a police station once a month. There they are, completely safe of the police. Are you happy? Are you being coerced? If you want out, tell us now. If there's a pimp, someone threatening you, tell us now, and we'll take you away to a place of safety, to a women's shelter or something like that. You know, obviously they have to be over 18. In the Netherlands, I believe they raise it to 21, which is an unwarrantable intrusion on a person's liberty, on that young woman, or even the men who offer these services. And, you know, their clients, overwhelmingly male, would like to hire the services of another legal adult. And we shouldn't be extending adulthood into the 20s to 21 to 25, because that's stealth criminalization. You'll raise it to 30 and 40 and 50 and 99 and just make it illegal. So that is really the thin end of the wedge of the bigots, of the feminazis, are trying to deprive these women of their rights, as well as men. Women to do what they want. They may have a very high libido. They may just want to earn money that way. Perhaps not too difficult, sitting around chatting, smoking, watching telly, and occasionally having intercourse or something like that, that they might even enjoy. It's just not true that they're all beaten up, they're all exploited, and they're not necessarily, even there aren't drugs, they're not necessarily doing it because they're drug addicts or something like that. And that was the other issue to debate, whether there should be the legalization of drugs, whether the criminalization of drugs is reducing harm. This is about harm reduction. You're not going to stop it. And so wouldn't it be in a safer environment where there are at least two or more women? Because if there are two or more of them working out of the same premises, that's a brothel and that's unlawful. So that really is a preposterous situation in the Netherlands or Germany or Switzerland. So it works quite well. It's been criminalized in France, for example. Was not doing anyone any harm. It's just this ideological drive, just this bigotry by feminazis who say that it's violent. Well, no, consensual sex is not violent. And they'll pretend that it is, which is outrageous. And supposing a man is sort of overcome by his own desires and self-satisfaction is not going to work, wouldn't it be better if he had a consensual encounter with an adult than he committed a crime against an adult or even against a child, which is horrific? So you might say this is not a perfect solution, but it's not the worst. Surely avoiding the worst, protecting the public, most vulnerable members of society, has got to be our priority. So really it's a civil liberties issue that you should be allowed to do with your body, with your body as you want, so long as it doesn't directly harm others. I don't agree that this is injurious to people, and that those who, because it doesn't align with their moral code, try to claim it's exploitative just because they don't like it. So they're just being Victorian about that, really. So it's better that they do this, and they do this in a clean, safe environment, pay tax on their earning, pay national insurance, build up towards their pension, and be regularly offered routes out if you want to turn to a different type of work. So some of them, I suppose, really could be the happy hooker. It's not, you know, not as badly paid as some things, maybe not as demeaning as some jobs I've done, like teaching people who didn't want to listen to me, constantly interrupting me and insulting me and tormenting and humiliating me, and extremely stressful. So because it doesn't occur to some people, because it's not their lifestyle choice, that it might be the lifestyle choice of others. And obviously they can get out of it at some point. I don't think it has to ruin some people's lives. Some would hate to do this, but only they're desperate. And everyone has financial needs. So just to say that because they need to earn a living, therefore it's exploitation, is bogus. We could regulate the rates they have to pay. Have you considered that the men might be the ones who are exploited because they have less erogenous capital? If they're charging exorbitant prices, if they're not provided with a satisfactory service, perhaps they're the ones who are being ripped off. So surely you have a more sensible, mature approach to this, a problem-solving approach to this, rather than this knee-jerk reaction, reflexively assuming that it's oppressive and wrong, saying it's violent when it's certainly not. You know, just misusing this word, pretending words don't mean what they actually mean, was a leftist argument. It used to be conservatives were against this kind of thing, but it seems that the liberal left, well, liberalism is a one-word oxymoron. I've heard that one since 2002. It's not about allowing things, it's about forbidding things. It's about the imposition of your will on other people, of depriving them of bodily autonomy and preventing them having pleasure. It's about being puritanical, like I said. You know, mean-spirited. It's really the feminist Taliban are out there to destroy liberty. We mustn't allow them. And indeed, we should enlarge liberty and potentiate people by taking this very sensible step. Sadly, in Northern Ireland, they've criminalized all, you know, men or indeed women paying for sex acts. The person who's selling the service is not criminalized. I wouldn't criminalize either. It's a victimless crime. Thanks for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, PayPal, GeorgeCallan790.com. Goodbye.